Well, you've heard them sung on the Pirates of Caribbean ride at Disneyland, and even in the movies, it's the way hey and up she rises sea shanties, belted out by barefoot drunken sailors with one arm thrown over their shipmates and the other holding a bottle of rum. But sea shanties have a rich and true tradition because they were more often sung when sailors were sober and at work on the high seas. And in New England, with its long maritime history, it's become the setting for some of the most beloved sea shanties of old. So helping to keep that tradition alive is the Cambridge-based musical troupe The Revels. We recently set sail with them in Boston Harbor to experience the great age of sail through song.
Shave his belly with a rusty razor, shave his belly with a rusty razor, shave his belly with a rusty razor. His belly with a rusty razor.
I am George Emlyn, Revels music director.
And I'm David Coffin, and I'm not the music director. I'm a performer. I spend 5 days a week out on this harbor, on one boat or another.
I can see by your salty sea dog look.
And here are the rules. We're on a ship, you gotta have rules. Everybody sings at all times. There are no solos. Like, we can stop you.
Page 66. Here we go. Blow your winds in the morning. Here we're going whaling this evening.
You can date shanties easily back to the 1700s and the great age of sail right up through the mid-1850s, 70s.
Tis advertised in Boston, New York, and Buffalo. 500 hardy Americans are willing for the gold. Singing blow your winds in the morning, blow your winds high-ho. Clear away your running gear and blow, boys, blow.
They'll take you to New Bedford,
that famous whaling port. They'll give you to some land shark to board and fit you out. Sing blow your winds in the morning, blow your winds high-ho. Clear away your running gear and blow, boys, blow.
Is that where shanties originally come from sailors just singing to get in order to make the work go by faster?
Absolutely.
On board ship?
Well, not to work it, to make it easier, because it's coordinated. It's a synchronized work movement. And so if you can find a common place in the song to pull together, you all agree on where you're going to pull, then it obviously. It's just like in ER when they say, on my count, one, two, three,
here's what you do. All right, you raise your starboard hand. That's the one on that side, starboard hand. All right, so it's like this. Way haul away, we'll haul away Joe! And you haul on Joe.
The shanties, they're really songs with a purpose. These are real work songs. And it helped to keep the sailors' minds off the drudgery of the work. You know, it could take an hour to haul the anchor up, stamping around the capstan. Well, if you're singing something remotely fun, it takes your mind off the work. So there was an actual shanty man on board these old sailing vessels. It was his job to know which song went with which job. Sometimes you need a long pull, sometimes you need a short pull, and there's a song for every job.
But now I'm on a Yankee ship, a hauling sheets and braces. Way haul away, we'll haul away Joe! Oh, once I had a Spanish girl, she nearly drove me crazy. Way haul away, we'll haul away Joe!
Are there any particular shanties that actually originated from here?
I can't say that any one song was originally from Boston, except there are a couple of songs that will mention Boston, like Blow You Into the Morning. And there's a capstan shanty called From Boston Harbor.
From Boston Harbor we set sail. The wind was blowing the devil of a gale. With our ensign set all about the mizzen peak, and the dolphin striker plowing up the deep with the big bow wow, tow row row, folly rolly right all day.
Fortunately for you, we have one pirate song. Oh, about coasts of high Barbary, which will fit right in with your Nix's Mate story, right?
Nix's Mate is actually an island, but it's covered over at high tide because of one man, and one man only, a guy by the name of Captain William Fly. He was the last pirate to be hanged out on Nix's Mate in 1725. But they would hang them out here on Nix's Mate as a deterrent to other pirates, because if you notice, you can't sail into Boston Harbor without sailing past Nix's Mate. Captain William Fly, with his dying breath, cursed Nix's Mate and said, "I sink you. With my dying breath, I curse this island. I sink it."
Look ahead, look astern, look the weather and the lee. Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we. I see a wreck to windward and a lofty ship to lee, sailing down along the coast of High Barbary.
Oh, are you a pirate or man of war, cried he.
Blow high, blow low, and so sailed we. See them all a-drowning as they tried to swim to shore, sailing down on all the coast of High Barbary.
I think one of the reasons we keep these songs alive is there's a lot to learn in these songs. There's a lot of vocabulary, there's geography, there's stories.
There's a lot of history embedded in some of these. I think of Boney was a warrior.
Yeah.
If you got all the verses, Boney was short for Bonaparte, Napoleon Bonaparte, the man that the British loved to hate. There are lots of verses about how he went to Waterloo and got his overthrow, and how he went to Elba, which is the island of Elba where he was exiled to. And there's this full of history.
If you need another shanty, more work. There's more work to be done. Rolling home in the key of A. Let's call all hands. We got to get going on this. We're going to be in pretty soon. Rolling home. Remember, you know the refrain? Rolling home.
And some of these songs are still used. There are, you know, sailing vessels even here in Boston that still use these shanties for teaching purposes on these old vessels to help cooperation. It takes, you know, cooperation to run one of these ships. And a lot of these ships do a lot of sail training and group building and team building and educational programs like that. And what better way to get a group of kids working together than get them singing and do a job?
Rolling home across the sea, rolling home to all of New England, rolling home to the land of the sea.
Our maritime journey was produced by Radio Boston's own good bosun, Tim Skoog. The next Revels Boston Harbor Cruise and Sing is tomorrow, August 10th. You can learn more at our website at wbur.org/Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a wonderful afternoon and join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.